You're listening to Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, September 20th. It's currently 24 minutes past the hour, and my next guests are from Juno's League of Women Voters. We have Judith Mitchell and Marianne Mills, and we're going to be talking about tonight's forum for school board, Juno Assembly, and mayoral candidates tonight here in the KTOO building. And also a wine tasting in a couple of weeks. But anyway, Judith, Marianne, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So tonight, 6:30, here in the KTOO building, Judith Mitchell, what can we expect?
Well, starting at 6:30, we'll have some meet and greet time with the candidates. We'll have some index cards. We're hoping the audience turnout will be really good. So bring your questions for the candidates. We'll start on air exactly at 7 o'clock, and it will be broadcast thanks to K2. It will be broadcast at the Mendenhall Library. It'll be live streamed on Facebook as well. So we're very excited. We generally cover municipal elections. So the league is nonpartisan, and we try to bring educational programs to everyone in the city so that they can learn about voting and your right to vote.
All right. We'll come back to the details about tonight again during this interview. League of Women Voters, Marianne Mills, can you add to what Judith was just saying?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one of our main goals is to get people to vote, and along with that, to be informed voters. So by holding these candidate forums, we help the citizens look at the different candidates and help see the differences. So when you bring your questions tonight, pick questions that will help point out how these candidates are different from one another, so you make sure and vote somebody that aligns more with your perspective.
Right. One of the other things that we do in January and February, for instance, we bring all the eighth graders to the Capitol, and we provide volunteer support, and we teach them about the three parts of government. So there are a number of educational outreaches that we do. We also do voter registration. So you'll see us there. We're encouraging everyone to check your registration. Even if you think you're registered, check and make sure that your address is correct. And the general election, the state election, will be November 6th, and the registration closes for that on October 7th. So if you check your registration, make sure you're registered to vote. The municipal election will be on October 2nd. Early voting is open now, so you can vote early at downtown, or you can vote at the Mendenhall Mall Annex.
And what's interesting about the city and borough election is no matter where you live, you have an opportunity to vote for all the candidate races.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, there's been some confusion. We have a District 1, a District 2, and area-wide. And so the candidates are in each of the districts. Yet the voters can vote for everyone on that ballot. So we want to make sure that there's no confusion about that.
Marianne, you are on the board of Juno League of Women Voters, as both of you are. But there are a lot of boards to be on in Juno. Why is voting important to you? Why do you volunteer your time with this organization?
Well, the decisions made by our elected officials affect every aspect of our lives, you know, from police protection to, fire protection, all sorts of stuff, you know, taxes and all the, you name it. So, yeah.
So
schools.
One of the biggest ways you feel like you can affect change is to get people to go out and vote.
Oh, yeah. It's
How about
critical.
You, Judith?
Yeah, I think so as well. Again, we're a nonpartisan organization. We don't support the candidates, but what we support is we really want to encourage people to get out and vote. As Marianne said, your taxes are affected by your assembly members. We have a number of candidates running for mayor this year, so that's really exciting. School board affects all of the students in town. So we really think that being able to get out and vote, we do a lot of work with young people and the schools. And so that really helps people become informed citizens.
Marianne, do you happen to have something prepared to say to somebody if you meet someone who's not registered who doesn't vote? Do you have a spiel? What if we have a listener right now who doesn't vote or is not registered? Wow. What might you say to them?
Well, one vote makes a difference. And there's a whole history of examples of where one vote made a difference, or votes were like really close. I think there was a primary election recently where they had to hand count them all because it was such a close vote. So really, one vote can really turn the tables there one way or another.
Right. And remember, there's no wrong answers. That's one of the things I try to explain to people. There isn't a wrong answer when you go to vote. And people are afraid that I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't know anything about the issues, so I'm afraid to vote. And what we say is just there's so many opportunities like this to find the candidates, to read in the Empire. Our sponsors for tonight's are with Juno Votes, with Juno Empire, with K2. And so we really work with other organizations in town to get the information out.
All right. Again, the doors downstairs open at 6:30. And then the television, the streaming begins at 7. And you said that will be available on KTOO Facebook?
On Facebook streaming, on the radio, and it will be streamed to Mendenhall Library.
Okay. So this is for the municipal candidates of the school board, the assembly, and the mayor. This will be the vote on October 2nd,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are a lot of candidates. How many people are going to be downstairs tonight?
We're expecting, I think, 13 to 14 of the candidates. One of them, for sure, we know is not going to be able to be there, but the rest should be there.
And, okay, after the shaking of hands and talking from 6:30 to 7, what's the actual forum going to look like?
Well, the first half an hour or so will be the three school board candidates. And then after that, we'll probably take a 5-minute break or so and switch around. And then we'll have all 11 assembly and mayoral candidates up there together. So it'll be an interesting thing to see. And we'll take turns. Allison is our moderator, Allison Curry, and she's going to ask each one a question that the others have a chance to respond to. So it should be lively.
Is there a charge for getting in? It's all
no,
free.
No, it's free.
All free.
Yeah.
And there will be some food provided. So, you know, at the league, we always like to feed the participants. So there'll be also some munchies.
Are you the ones that provide the snacks at the voting locations? Or
no, maybe some of our members do, but no, not officially.
Okay, so that's tonight. The Juno School Board, Juno Assembly, and mayoral candidates, meet them in person and hear them answer pointed questions about their positions on various aspects here in Juno. That is, again, for our October 2nd municipal election. And then you reminded us that thinking further to the general election in November, right, that we need to be registered by October 7th.
That's right. Yes. So make sure you either check your registration. You can go to the State Division of Elections website and double check. Make sure your address is correct. And that way there's no question when the polls open.
I've noticed that there are some men on the Juno League of Women Voters. If somebody wants to get involved, man or woman, what is the best way to do that?
We have on our website, junolwv.org. Please come. Check us out. We have a Facebook page also, the Juno League of Women Voters, so you can get in touch with us that way. Or come to one of our events. We'll have registration information and our wine and a wine tasting coming up. So there's all kinds of things that you can get involved with.
Speaking of the wine tasting, Marianne, when is that?
It's the Friday after the local election. It's the first Friday of October, October 5th, at the Hangar Ballroom. And that also is at 6:30. So you can go and do your first Friday stuff if you need to, and then come by our wine tasting and silent auction. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have live musicians, Jocelyn Miles and Luke Weld, are going to be playing for us. And we'll have all sorts of great items, and the distributors are going to be there.
Yes, Specialty Imports is providing the wine, and we have a silent auction. So we have a number of the organizations in town have donated products for us to auction off. The fundraiser helps us with these types of educational events. It helps us fund students' involvement into the league, and it enables us to provide the information to the community.
And you're a nonprofit, right?
We are a nonprofit.
So this is a fundraiser. And earlier you spoke of, for example, taking, was it eighth graders mm-hmm. up to the Capitol?
Yes, we do that every year.
So this fundraiser supports activities like that?
Mm-hmm. Just like that, yes.
All right. That is on October 5th, 6:30 at the Hangar Ballroom.
Right. First
okay.
Friday.
Just after the municipal election on the 2nd. But in the meantime, tonight, Thursday night, just right today, at 6:30 downstairs here in the KTOO building, at 360 in the television studio area down there is a forum with all of the school board, almost all of the school board, assembly, and mayoral candidates. You can come, get here at 6:30 or 7 at the latest, and watch it. And where else can we see it again, Judith?
You can see it on Facebook, at the Mendenhall Library, or listen on the radio.
Right here at 104.3. Well, thank you both so much for coming on the show. Is there anything we're missing or anything you'd like to add?
No, JunoLWV.org.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, you two.
Thank you. To be a politician.